Walton Way, and the other block, who's examining the title of this property, where it finds a right of way, and take over here Major Geary's house, John Millage's house. He would send his big, I guess, 50-gallon hogshead, hauled by mule, to this well here. This is the nearest one across the street. Now, this was a modest affair, and I don't think, as you could probably use for everybody in this block, but we're the only people in this block, except Uncle Alfred Cumming, next door, and he probably had a well. In fact, I know he did. I remember the well house. But at that time, both, I can tell you about three blocks, the one across the street, the one back at the Good Shepherd Church, and the one where Ms. Cumming's house was on the corner. Each of those big blocks had a well in the middle, and the rights of way. In fact, the Jews... the Jews bought some of that property then. They had the synagogue, and they wanted to go through a right of way, which is now Middleton. What is it, Middleton Street?
Middleton
Street. To go there and blow the ram's horn and wake the neighbors. And the neighbors objected, and they employed me. And I found out that they could use that because it was old right of way to go to where the well house was. Where the synagogue is now, you know, in John's Room, the big synagogue, there was a well in the middle of that block. And about the block south of the other side of Pickens Road, there weren't many people there. I don't think they had a well. Though I know the Henry Cummings lived there, and they had a well.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a community well. These are community wells.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quaint old thing. All the cities had it, but I'm about the only man now alive remembers that famous day and year when those things were done. But take Miss Buren's house. Your house was built about the time, I think it was a little bit later, 3 or 4 years later. See, Sam Langdon built it. And this house was originally built in 1889. And maybe by the time Sam Langdon built that house, the waterworks had been established. Now, Father wasn't one, because he didn't have any money in those days, to put in waterworks without doing something else too. So when the house was added to, then they put in the waterworks. But before that, it was a well and bucket of water brought up, upstairs.
Mm-hmm. You had...
Well, we didn't have to go to an outhouse. No, no chick sales.
Never had. Okay. If you had cows, where did you let them graze? Where did you let cows graze?
They had a cow lot. I guess it was about half an acre. It's right... Well, the cow was over... about 150 feet from where I am right now. There's a cow lot, and wasn't any grazing, but the shed is watered. Now, Father didn't join the other community. Now, your cow, Henry Staples, would start up the top of the hill every morning early, and he'd go by, he'd go down Morton Way, and the Burham's cow would come out and join the hood. He'd come by here, Uncle Alfred Cumming, General Cumming lived next door, his cow, and for some reason, well, of course, often the cow would get a hold of wild onions down there, and then take them down to the flats where there's a lot of grazing ground, and every afternoon late, there's a real feeling about how the cows slowly went, herd slowly went its way, go through a power country. Now, each cow has its own north, there's a little path, and that's why the Tremont Street in Boston, the cow laid it out, which goes his crooked path. Every cow knew when he was getting home. And Henry, who was a half-wit Negro, well, he turned out losing my entire, but he would shout and yell at him, and going down the street, he'd have about 50 cows, I remember it, going down Cumming Road, going up Cumming Road. And when Jake, Uncle Alfred's cow got to his place, the house next door no longer there, that cow would peel off, and go in to be milked. Of course, it's time for milking, they're ready to be milked. And the Buren's cow, the Miller's cow, everybody along there, your kinspeople live across the street, Mr. Frank Miller, they had a cow. But Henry Staples would go down early in the morning. But Jane, I don't remember him, probably it was too early to go for me to, because he took him down early, but I remember